USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is out with a warning about the future of our nation's economy. The president took to Twitter on Saturday and said the Trump economy is setting records and has a long way up to go. However, if anyone but me takes over in 2020, I know the competition well, there will be a market crash the likes of which no one has seen before. The Hong Kong government is suspending consideration of a controversial extradition bill that would have allowed those charged with crimes in Hong Kong to be extradited to mainland China for trial.
We are suspending the legislative work in order to allow more time for communications, explanation, listening of opinions, and then decide on the way forward.
Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam speaking on Saturday. The decision follows a day of intense protests in the city, and the St. Louis Blues are celebrating their Stanley Cup victory with a parade in downtown St. Louis on Saturday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to give expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
California police say a man suspected of shooting and killing one man and wounding two other people in a crowded Costco store in Corona, California, is in custody. The shooting broke out Friday night, and Corona Police Lieutenant Jeff Edwards says the officers found four people down and detained the suspected shooter, who was hurt himself. Listen up, coffee drinkers, as a new study says, keep on drinking that coffee. More from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
This new study finds that drinking 25 cups of coffee a day is no worse for your heart than drinking just one. Researchers with the British Heart Foundation looked at more than 8,000 people who drank varying amounts of coffee, and they compared MRI scans. The data seems to contradict previous studies that suggested that coffee stiffens arteries and increases the risk of heart attacks.
A survey by the National Retail Federation says Americans are expected to spend an estimated $16 billion on gifts this Father's Day. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Oregon became the most recent state to say that the state's electoral votes will reflect the will of the nation, not just the people of Oregon. Now, they sent that bill to the governor's desk, and she's expected to sign it. Many people believe that this is just another way to get rid of the electoral college and go to a popular vote system, to which Trent England, director of Save Our States, tells Fox News that's really not the way to go about things.
Well, that's what a lot of people want. They want to do away with our republic. They want more direct democracy. And, you know, let's face it, a lot of this whole push for a national popular vote is partisan sour grapes, right? I mean, these are blue states. They're upset with the 2016 election, and they're trying to change the rules rather than to reach out and win back part of middle America, which they, you know, which is the reason why they lost the last election. They've lost a lot of support in the heartland of our country.
Now, regarding a popular vote, one of the other things you hear is this way every vote matters and there's no such thing as swing states, to which England replies,
well, yeah, it's really silly to claim that if you change the rules, somehow every voter is going to see the exact same number of commercials and get the exact same number of postcards. I mean, that's just not how it works, right? When candidates run, they have pollsters, they have strategists, they slice and dice up the electorate in all kinds of different ways. And, I mean, you're right, Brian. They want to change the rules to benefit right. them. It is not going to result in candidates hearing more or voters hearing more from the candidates.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.